Kishom Aleichem Rabosai, Gmachas Nitova, Good Nerv Yom Kippur. Today's daf is Ervin Daf Mem Tes. We are holding here on Mem Ches Mabez. We've been in the middle of a discussion of a three chatzeros that are lined up next to each other. And we had said that according to Rabbi Shimon, so the middle one can carry in the outer chatzeros, meaning A and B can carry with each other, and B and C can carry with each other, but you can't go from A into C. And the Gemara is going to present a couple a descending view, first of all, Chachamim, and then a different version of that Machlokes, in terms of what exactly you're allowed to do. Again, just a rule to keep in mind, as we'll see in the Erev Chatzeros, that if you have, let's say, an Erev, a Chatzer, with five houses inside of it, and four people contribute to the Erev, but one abstains, so then the Erev is no good. I mean, you need to have you need to have everybody involved in the Eruv Chatzeros for it to be valid. We've seen that a couple times already. We're going to see it again on today's daf. But okay, either way, so we're up to like four lines up from the top. Ameruches and Abayz, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, this is Rabbi Shimon that you're allowed to carry between A and B and B and C, but not A to C. Aval Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. Literally, that means that one rishus can be used for two rishuyos, but not two rishuyos cannot be used in one rishus. What does that mean? Practically, without after you know a bunch of long rashis, so that says that the a person basically what they're trying to say is a person cannot have one place where he sets up his diur, where he sets up his shvisa on Shabbos. So you can't even carry the middle chotzer. B cannot even carry into A or C. C and A can carry into B, but B, the middle chotzer, cannot carry into A or C. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Kiam Risa kamei der Shmuel." When they said this in front of Shmuel, so Amali said, "Afzu de Rabbi Shimon." He said, "Actually, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that B can carry into B cannot carry into C or A." The Chachamim Omer, but the Chachamim say, "No, Shlosh Tan Asuros, you can't carry, you can't be ma'ariv these three chatzeros together. Meaning, in order to get each one to be able to carry into the other one, you really cannot carry from any chatzer." Into another chatzer. Tani kavasi Rabbi Yehuda, Ali with the Shmuel, and this version of the Machlokas, of Shmuel's version, we have a brisa that says like that. The Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Ma Davar Dome, the Shalosh Chatzeros, a Psuko Zulazu, a Psuko Zerusharabim, right? That's again our case. You have three Chatzeros back to back to back, and they're open to Zerusharabim. So Irvu Shtaim Im Haim Tzois, so if you make an Eruv, if the two outer eruvim make an eruv with the middle one. Zuma mevia b'soch beis av ocheles, v'zuma mevia b'soch beis av ocheles. This one can bring him from his house and eat. V'zuma chazeres mosra b'soch beisa. Zuma chazeres mosra b'soch beisa. Or this one can carry its leftovers food and bring it to the house. Meaning the outer ones can carry to the inner one. V'chachamim omrim shlosh nasuros, and the chachamim say that all three are aser. As you notice, the brisa does not mention that the middle chatzer can then carry into the other two chaseros, meaning the A and C can carry into B, but B cannot carry into either one because you cannot be kone shvisa in two different places. V'arta Shmuel etave, and Shmuel says, agrees with himself, Damar Shmuel, as Shmuel says, chatzer shebein shtei mevuos. Another case, let's say you have a chatzer, it's a little bit complicated, you have three chatzeros, but you have two mavuos in between, in the middle. So you have chatzer, mavui, chatzer, mavui, chatzer. So the middle chatzer has two mavuos, two mavuis, on either side. So what's the deal? So irva im shnehem, if you make an eriv with both mavuis, so then asura im shnehem, then it's usur with both of them. Now, there's a difference between Im Shnehem and Al Shnehem, as we'll see in a second. Im Shnehem means that the chatzer in the middle is not allowed to go into either Mavui. This is what we're saying, that if you have three chatzeros, right, again, here the case is Mavui, chatzer, Mavui. There it was three chatzeros straight away. But okay, either way, if you make an Eruv with both Mavuis, so then the middle chatzer is not allowed to carry into either Mavui. What's the point of making an Eruv with both Mavuis if you can't carry into them? So that is to allow the other chatzeros, A and C, to carry into the mavuis that are between their chatzer and B. But the middle chatzer is stuck. It's not allowed. That's what we said, Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the middle chatzer cannot go either way. So if irva im shnehem, so nasur im shnehem. If it made an eruv with both of them, it's also with both of them. Lo irva im shnehem. Then if you did make an eruv, if the middle chatzar did not make an eruv with the two mavois, then oseres al shnehem. Then all of the chatzeros A, B, and C are still not allowed to go into the other mavois again, because we view it as if it's one, as if each mavoi is missing a resident, right? As we said at the outset, that you have to have all the residents in the chatzar, in the mavoi, in whatever eruv you're trying to make, shufei mevos, eruv chatzeros, etc. All the residents need to put to be a part of the eruv. If the middle chatzar is not joining in the mavui, in the shufei mevos, and for the mavui, so then it's like it's missing a participant, and therefore nobody can carry in the mavuis. And that's what we've been saying. Ha'isa ve'echad regila uve'ena ve'echad ein regila. If just an added qualification here, not necessarily related to the ABC chatzar case, but if in this case of the chatzar in the middle that has two mavois on each side, if it was normally, if for whatever reason the residents of the middle chatzar normally used the, I don't know, mavoi on the right and didn't really use the mavoi on the left, so then zesh regilo bo aser, zesh ein regilo bo moter. Then we'll view the chatzar as a permanent, a normal member of the mavui on the right, which they usually walk into, and therefore, since the eruv is lacking, so then nobody can go into that mavui. But the other mavui on the left, which they almost never use, will view the middle chatzar as not part of the inhabitants of that mavui. And then, if the chatzar on the left made an eruv with the mavui in the middle, with the mavui between that and the middle chatzar, so then it's going to be okay, right? Again, a little bit convoluted, but make sure you have the pictures, and hopefully that'll sort itself out for you. Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, and again, I know I'm going quick, but you know, Erev Yom Kippur, again, definitely is Kedai Dechazer. If you have a quicker davening on Yom Kippur this year because of either Rachel Tzlan not feeling well, or even, you know, if you're just inside and Bidud or whatever, or just Stam, you're davening outside, but the tefillos are faster, so definitely Kedai Techazer. These dapim as much as you can, obviously as much as you have strength. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, another just clarification in this case of again the middle chatzar with two mavois on each side. Irva im she'ena regila bo. Let's say now again they usually go into the mavui on the right, and they usually do not go into the mavui on the left. So we said that the middle chatzar is considered to be a diur, a participant, a member of the mavui on the right, but not of the left. So therefore, if they're missing an eruv, so then the mavui on the right is no good, but the mavui on the left is fine because they're not involved. But let's say now, if they made an eruv with the mavui that they're not used to doing, with the mavui on the left, which they're not used to going into, so then huter regila laatmo. Then the mavui on the right, which they're normally walking into, so then that's fine, because it's as if they've designated their das to say that, you know what, for this Shabbos, we're walking into the mavui on the left, the mavui on the right we're not a part of, and therefore, if the people who have the chatzar on all the way on the right make an shtufi mavos, an eruv with the mavui that's between them and the middle chatzar, so then that's going to be fine, because the middle chatzar has like reclused itself from that mavui. Okay, that's one. B, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Shmuel, im irva regila la'atmo, v'zeh she'ena regila bo, lo irev. Right, let's say the people in the middle chatzar made an erev with the one they're usually going into, v'zeh she'ena regila bo, lo irev, but they did make an erev with the one that they're not going into, v'hi atmo lo irva, but the middle chatzar itself did not... how do you read this? One second, sorry. Sorry, okay, so again, if they're used to going into the chatzar on the right, and you're not used to going into the chatzar on the left, so if the people in the chatzar, in the mavui on the right, made an eruv with the chatzar on the right, that and the people on the left did not make an eruv with the mavui on the left, again, that parallels, and that the people, the mavui they're usually going into, made an eruv, and the mavui they're not usually going into did not make an eruv, but v'hi atzmo lo irva, but the middle chatzar did not do anything, did not make any eruv, so then dochenosa etzel she'ena regila bo. We're going to push their membership into the Mavui on the left. Meaning, usually we say that the Chotzer is a member of the Mavui on the right. And the people on the right did make an Eruv with their Mavui, but the middle Chotzer abstained. And the people on the left, right, with the Mavui that they usually don't go into, did not make an Eruv. And therefore, right, they're not allowed to use their Mavui. So what's happening in that case normally? Normally we would say, well, the middle Chatzar is a member of the Mavui on the right. They didn't make an Eruv with them. So therefore it's going to mess it up. So says Rav Baravuna Rav Shmuel, we push them to be members of the Mavui on the left, even though they don't usually use it, because there's a concept of Kagon Zeh Kofin Amida Sodom. Kofin Amida Sodom appears a lot. Basically, it means, in paraphrasing, don't be a jerk. Meaning, we're going to force you in a halachic situation to do something which is to no negative effect to you. Meaning, there's an Eruv here. The people in the middle of Chatzar didn't make an Eruv. There's no downside to saying now you're a member of the other Mavui. Meaning, in a scenario where you're going to benefit other people and you're not going to lose anything, we're going to halakhically change a status, or we're going to say something about the halakha that will enable other people to benefit. Right? If there's no negative, if there's no result that is negative for this part. So again, just to explain, the middle chatzer doesn't lose anything. Right? They're not allowed to carry anywhere. So what does it matter to the middle chatzar whether they're members of Mavui A, the right Mavui on the right, which they're usually going into, or Mavui's the other Mavui on the left, which they usually don't go into? So halakhically, now here, if we say that they're members of the Mavui that they usually go into, they're going to mess up the Eruv between the other chatzar and this Mavui. If we say that they're members of the Mavui they don't go into, so then, well, the people on the left, the Mavui they don't go into, didn't make an Eruv anyway. So they're not going to mess up anything. So Kofin Al Midas Sodom, don't be like the people of Sodom, who were cruel, and there's no loss here for the people in the middle. The people in the Chatzar in the middle. Therefore, we're going to say they're going to be members of the Chatzar of the Mavui that does not have an Eruv. Therefore, allowing the people in the Chatzar on the right to use the Mavui on the right. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Im Irva. We just did that. Next one, right. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamakpid al Eruvo. If a person is makpid about his Eruv, meaning a person, let's say, five houses in a chatzer, a person puts, usually everybody shares some bread, puts some whatever, puts a challah roll in the middle, not in the middle, in one of the houses. But if a person is makpid, if he doesn't want anybody else to eat that bread for whatever reason, so then, ein Eruvo Eruv, that messes it up. Ma Shmo, what does that mean? Because Eruv Shmo, meaning, because what do we call this? This is an Eruv. What does an Eruv mean? It means ma'arev, to join together. Meaning, if one guy's like, all right, I'll put my bread in here, but nobody touch it. So that's exactly defeating the whole purpose. You're supposed to join together, and we're going to see exactly, we're going to discuss what is the mechanism, the halakhic mechanism of an Eruv. But regardless, we need everybody to be a willing participant. So if a guy's like, I'll put my bread here, but yeah, you can't eat it, or you can't have it, or he's being whatever, so then that doesn't work. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Eruvu Eruv. No, that's the Eruv is fine. Ela Shenikrim Anshei Vardinam. Rather, he's called people of Vardina were not so generous with their money. He's called a miser or whatever it is. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hacholikes Eruvo. If a person splits his Eruv, meaning he puts it, as Rashi says over here, in a different kli, so that's Eno Eruv. That's no good. That's we saw already, Machokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's Kaman. So who's that like? That's Beis Shammai. That's like Beis Shammai, Titania. Chamisha Shagavu is Eruvot Venasnu B'Shnei Keilim. Let's say people, again, five people trying to make an Eruv in a Chatzer, and they put it in two different Keilim. So Beis Shammai Om remains Eruv, Beis Hillel Om Hareza Eruv. Apparently we see that this is the Shita of Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimun Beis Hillel. You can even say that this is Beis Hillel, because Ad Kan Lo Karmi Beis Hillel also. Why did Beis Hillel say over there that it was fine? El Demalian Lamana Ve'Iser. Because what's that case over there? That you had too much. I mean, you had some extra. They filled up Kli number one, and then you had to put the rest of it in Kli number two. Aval Hecha, but here, the Pulge Miflug, but here the guy specifically set his Eruv aside, so that even though it could have gone in the first Kli, but the guy split it off, so then, Beis Hillel would say that's not a good Eruv. Again, the idea of the Eruv is to join together, everybody put something in a Kli, in a dish, or whatever it is. So, of course, it's Vatarti Lamali. So what do you need to both halachos? meaning both halachos, not of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but the halachos of Shmuel. Shmuel had said that if one guy doesn't want anybody else to eat, it's no good. And if one guy splits his food off from everybody else and puts it in a different kli, it's also no good. Why do you need both of them? So tzricha, you need them. Diyash minan hasam mishim de kopid, right? If you would have told me the first case, that's only because the guy cares that someone else eats it. Avalhacha, but here where you just put it in a different kli, he doesn't care. Maybe anybody can eat his food. It's not trying to be annoying. Just put it in a different kli, aim alo. So maybe not. So yesh minan hacha, and if you would have told me that here that he separates it, puts it in a different kli, mishum de palge miflag, because here he did an action to set his food aside and make it apart from other people's eruv. Well, that seems to indicate that he's really separating himself from the klal. Aval hasam, but over there, emelo. But maybe if he just said, "I don't want anybody to eat it," maybe we just don't listen to him or whatever. So therefore, tzricha, you need both cases. Okay, amalei Rav Abba, the Rav Yeshua, bebei maaratza, debei Rav Zakai. So Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda in the winery of Rav Zakai. So me, Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say that someone who decides to say you're not allowed to, he puts his eruv in a different, that's the second case. If he puts his eruv in a separate kli, it's not a good eruv. Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say, any house, right, that you put the eruv in, right, wherever you put the eruv, let's say you have five houses again, four people bring bread to the guy in the middle, shall we say, at that house, the middle house, where it's holding the eruv, where you have the eruv, that guy doesn't need to give any bread. My time, huh? Why? What's the reason? La mishum damar, I came into manach basala, come on, damanach. Is it because since everybody's putting their bread in his kli, so, k'ma demanach hachadami. It's as if he put his bread here with everything else. Meaning that the whole point, right, again, the person has his own bread in the house, and four people are bringing bread into his house and putting it in a kli. He doesn't have to contribute. Why? Mistama, it's because he has a loaf of bread in the cabinet, or whatever. So hachanami. So here too, came the manach basala, come on the manach hachadami, come on the manach hachadami. Meaning, why don't we just say that since the last guy's eruv in the case where he separated and put it in a different kli, why don't we just say it's in the same house, it's in the same place? What's the big deal? Meaning, why would Shmuel say that the guy who houses the eruv doesn't need to contribute to the eruv? Mistama, the reason is because he has his own bread somewhere in the house, and that just counts. So here too, the guy put the bread in the second kli. Okay, but it counts. It's right there. It's right next to it. So he said to him, Rav Yehuda said back to him, "Hasam afal pish ein pas." No, but that has nothing. The reason why the guy who houses the eruv doesn't need to give his own bread, that's not because he has his own bread in the house and it counts. Right? It's nothing to do with that. It's even if he has no bread in the house. My time at the kulo hachadairi, because the reason is that what's the mechanism of an eruv when? Sorry, we just had the Ram call coming around for its tzedakah donations for Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, sorry. So I mean, what's the purpose of making an eruv? Right? Why does the person who houses the eruv, he doesn't need to give any bread? Because dekulu hachadairi, what's the mechanism of making an eruv? When everybody puts their bread in this house, it's as if they are all living in the house. Well, the guy who lives in the house doesn't need to show that he lives in the house. It's his house. So obviously, he doesn't need to give any bread for that eruv because he lives there. So Amar Shmuel, eruv mishum kinyan. So Shmuel says that actually, no, the eruv is not mishum dairi, but eruv is mishum kinyan. It's not the function of an eruv, says Shmuel, is a little bit different according to Shmuel. Again, it's funny because they're just talking about Shmuel's shita, but Shmuel himself said that an eruv is mishum kinyan, that an eruv is people acquire people acquire a chelek in the person's house when they put it, meaning, and therefore when it's one rishus, when again you make it into one rishus that everybody half owns, and therefore everybody can walk in that single rishus hayachid. Right, so therefore, an eruv is mishum kinyan. People are acquiring a chelek in whatever house it is. If you tell me b'pnima in konim b'ma, so therefore, well, if you tell me it's because of kinyan, right? What's better to use for a kinyan than money? Right, why don't you use money? Because sheinu mitzuri by rishus basus. Because sometimes people run out of cash on Erev Shabbos. So bread, everybody's got bread, challah rolls, Erev Shabbos, therefore that's the easiest thing. The Gemara says, Hecha de'erev mi'olikni. So fine, okay, but why if, why doesn't money work? Right? Meaning, in economy, it's not the best thing to use, but it should work. Right? If you're telling me it's for a Kenyan, so Gemara says, Gzer Hashem Yomru Ma Iker Vizimnin Lo Shchiach Ma Velo Asi Le Ruvi Bipas Da Asi Ruvi Le Kalkulei. This is, we're concerned that if people use money all the time, they will say that, oh, that's the only way to make an Eruv. And therefore, when you don't have money, so they'll say, oh, we can't make an Eruv. And really, the whole concept of Eruv will get messed up if people are not doing that. Okay, right? We're concerned that the whole institution of Eruv would come down. Rabba Amar, Eruv Mishum Dira, and this is what we said 2 seconds ago, that Rabba said that an Eruv Mishum Dira, because everybody, it's as if they're residing in the house where you put the Eruv. My binayhu, what's an afkamina? Whether you say an Eruv is Mishum Kinyan or an Eruv is Mishum Dira. So there are a couple of nafkaminas. Yigi binayhu, Kli upachos Mishav Pruta. Sorry, Kli is one case. As you, if they use the Kli instead of bread, meaning Kli is a, you can use a Kli to do a Kinyan Sudar. There's a concept of a Kinyan Sudar, or some sort of type of Kinyan, where people exchange a Kli. You know, for something, right? You very often will do that before the Shodas, or before, let's say, Mechir's Chametz, very often, sometimes. Okay, either way, there, you can use a Kli for a Kenyan, but you can't use a Kli for Dira, right? A person, as Rashi explains over here, a person's not going to live where his kelim are, he lives where his food is. So a kli is not good for dira, but it is good for a kinyan. Pachus mishava pruta, let's say you may give bread that's less than a shava pruta, so that's not going to be good for the kinyan, but it will be good for the dira. Vikatan, and if a katan does it, and a katan is not allowed to do a kinyan, but he can set up a residence, right? He certainly lives in a house somewhere. So that would be a nafkamina between whether you say the Erev works Mishum Kinyan or works Mishum Dira. Katan, Pachos Mishav Pruta, and Kli. Those are the three nafkaminas the Gemara gives. Amalei Abai the Rabbah. The Rabbi said the Rabbah, Ledidcha Kashe, Lishmuel Kashe. I have a problem with both your understanding and Shmuel's understanding. Hatanya, Relinda, Abraisa, Chamisha Shagavu, Eseruvan, Kishahim Molichim. Kishahim, sorry. How do you read this? Well, Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. Five people, made an eruv. Kishahim molichan es eruvan l'makam acher. When they take their eruv and go somewhere else, so echa molichan l'kulan. One guy can take the eruv for everybody, right? And that way you can combine, let's say, two chatzeros or whatever it is. Meaning, for whatever reason, they want to join Chatzeros. You know, they made an Erev in their own Chatzer. They want to all of a sudden join with the next Chatzer over. So one guy can take the five challah rolls and to the other area, to the other Chatzer, shall we say, for example, and that works. You don't have to have everybody doing it. The Gemara says, who knew the Garkani? Vesula. So that guy himself is doing the Kinyan and no one else. Vahuniu dekadair vesulo. Or that, on the other hand, right, depending on how you learn an Erev, right, how does it work? How does this one guy take the five challah rolls or the four challah rolls, right? If we say that the house where the Erev is doesn't need to contribute, well, let's say five because he added his own because they're going to another chatzar, whatever. One, the guy who takes the challah rolls. So either he is the one who's doing the Kinyan or he's the one who's going to live there, quote unquote. But how does that work? How does an Eruv work if you're telling, because how can you tell me that one guy can then do it for everybody else? So I'm like, it's no problem for either of us because shlichus the kuluka of it, because that guy is a shliach. Right? We learn in Kiddushin, shlichus adam kamoso, right? Elsewhere throughout Shas, that a person's shliach is like himself. So it's as if they all either acquired a chelik of the chetzer or they all went to live in the other chetzer. Even if one guy does it, because he's their shliach, and that's fine. Amar Rav bar Rav Chama bar Guria, Amar Rav Halach Rav Shimon. Again, Halach is like Rav Shimon in terms of when you have chutzar A, B, and C. The Gemara curiously does not say which version of Rav Shimon's shita is correct. Again, whether when we had one version saying that A can carry into B and B can carry into A and B can carry into C and C can carry into B, but A cannot carry into C. I mean, we had another version where the middle chatzar is excluded, but B can go into C, and A can go into B, but B cannot go into either one. Either way, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but no one, the Gemara really doesn't clarify as to what which version. Okay, let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll call it here, and then we'll wish you again in Gemara Chasim Atayva. Mi Shabba Baderech V'chosh Cholo. Let's say this guy's traveling on Friday, and it became dark. V'hayamakir Ilan Ogoder. And he saw like some tree or fence that he recognized. The Amar Shvisasi Tachtav. And he says, I would like to set up my Shvisa underneath it. So, as Rashi says over here, and he explains, that is not specific enough. Right, the tree is big enough, but he has not taken up a specific area underneath the tree, and therefore, lo amar klum. That doesn't work. The Gemara will talk about exactly what that means, lo amar klum. But since the tree is big, and he hasn't specified a specific makum shvisa, so therefore he has not done anything. If he says, however, shvisasi bi ikaro, I want my shvisa to be by the trunk, so then mahalech me makum ragla vad ikaro alpayamama ume ikaro ad beso alpayamama, then the tree of the trunk is his makum shvisa, and he has 2,000 amos in every direction, even from the place where he's standing, if you realize that he's 2,000 within the 2,000 amos limit of that tree. Nitzah mahalach mishachashecha arbat alafim amos, right? It sees that's how he can figure out how to walk 4,000 amos from when sundown comes and Shabbos hits. Im eno makir, if he doesn't know anywhere, if he doesn't recognize where he is, o sheino baki ba'alacha, or he doesn't really know the alacha so much, v'amar shivisasi bimkomi, and he says that I'm going to be Kona Shvisa, where I'm standing, then Zachalo Mekomo Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. Right, then he gets 2,000 amos in every direction. Tosfos just points out over here; he doesn't actually have to say it. That's just the default. That's where he would get wherever he is. Right, again, that's we talked about the concept of acquiring a Shvisa with your place, with your makom, with your legs. So that would be where his Shvisa is. So how do you measure those 2,000 amos? So we have, I guess, at least I've been explaining up until now that you measure 2,000 amos from his vantage point, from where he's standing. So this is actually a machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigno says, agulos, he gets 2,000 amos in a circle, meaning 2,000 amos in any direction where he walks. That's Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. The Chachamim omrim, actually, merubos ketavla. You actually get it square, like a ketavla merubos, like a square board. So it's actually not really 2,000 amos from wherever he's standing. It's 2,000 amos measured to the east, north, west, and south. But if you would go, let's say, northeast, you also get the corners, as the Mishnah says, Kadeshiyah Niskar Lizavios. He gets the corners, and that's actually farther than 2,000 amos. Okay, interesting. Well, again, the Gemara obviously will talk about all this. Vizushi Hishabru, this is the Mishnah that we've quoted a couple times before. This is what they said, Ha'ani Ma'ariv Baraglov, that a poor person is allowed to make an eruv with his legs or his location. Rabbi Meir, Ein Lanu Ela Ani. Right, anu ein lanu elali. Right, that's only for a poor person. Right, a rich person though needs to use bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer echad ani dechad asher. Right, lo amru ma'avrim bepasel lahakel ala asher shlo yetsi v'yarif baraglov. Right, then said Rabbi Yehuda says no, that's for anybody. And the only reason, right, he says, takes the opposite approach, that the only reason you're allowed to do a pass is to be mako on a rich person. He doesn't have to actually go out to his eruv personally, but he can put bread. But it really, the institution of bread is for everybody. And it's a kula, it's not a chumrah, for the rich people to actually have to, that they're not allowed to use their feet, or whatever. Okay, either way, we'll call it here, and then Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter in the Hilig Shas after Yom Kippur. Have a Gemar Chasim Atov, everybody, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll see you on the flip side. Kol Tuv, all the best.